morning to you. 46 degrees, and I get to talk with Casey Williams from Green Country Village as things are moving forward. Hey, I'll bet you guys are getting set for Thanksgiving coming up and maybe a few fall decorations going on along down the hallways. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a good day in the neighborhood. You know, sunshine. I'm not sure that I'm ready for it, but the forecast even says we could see a flake or two of snow this week. So things are cooling off a little bit.
This is my kind of weather. I love the fall weather, and our community is beautiful with fall decorations. We have pumpkins and mums and wreaths and everything all over our community. It is gorgeous at Green Country Village Senior Living.
What a great place, time to stop in and take a tour, you know?
Absolutely. And I was going to talk to you. I know I mentioned our staycation apartment last time.
Yeah.
And we have had three separate guests come stay with us for a few days in our brand new marketing apartment. It's a beautiful, beautifully decorated place. And prospective residents came and stayed for a couple of days. We had resident ambassadors join them for meals, bring them to activities, and they also like to show their own homes to our prospective residents to see how they might be able to decorate their own homes when they move to Green Country.
Well, I can see a resident that maybe has lived at Green Country for, let's say, 3, 4, 5 years, and they all like their own personal touches that they've done. So in my mind, and it may not have worked this way at all, I can see them saying, well, you know, I'm glad you're here, but you got the generic apartment. This is the way you can customize it.
Absolutely. And ours is our staycation apartment, you're right. It's more like a showpiece. So it all matches. It's all new. It's somewhat
it's a great motel room.
Yeah, great place to stay. However, when some of our residents come and say, when we traveled to Israel or when we traveled to London, we brought this picture back or we brought this sculpture back, and that's why we have it here at home. This couch was in my living room at my house. I brought it to my apartment here at Green Country. And so it looks more like home, like you said, and people can imagine, oh yeah, my couch is about that size, and it would fit right over here if I were to have an apartment like this. Mm-hmm. So it's really fun. Also, I was saying that I really can't speak to the experience of Green Country like our residents can. And so they talk about how the transition was, what they do to enjoy themselves, how they get out in the community, how they stay at home, watch TV, how they meet their next door neighbors for maybe a cup of coffee. So it's a great way for people to really see and feel Green Country Village, and they can stay 2 or 3 days if they want to. It's free of charge. All meals are included. And our last guest, she was so busy on Monday that she asked to sit at home for a few hours and rest yesterday morning. And so she's like, do you mind just picking me up at noon for lunch? Because I have had so much fun yesterday, but I think I need to sit and read and relax for a little bit.
The cation part of the staycation.
The cation was busy, and she was a delight to have. But also, I don't know, Veterans Day is coming up.
Yep.
And I just want to express...
Officially on Sunday, but the parades are all on Saturday.
Yes, so. Yes. And I will just tell you that we have the pleasure of having more than 10 World War II vets at Green Country Village and Korean vets. You know, we just have wonderful veterans in our community. I just want to tip my hat to those men and women that have served our country. And you'll see several of our people on the Bee Monthly magazine cover. You'll see about 5 of our residents on the front of that. But I just want to say how much we appreciate their service.
Well, and with this being the 100th anniversary of the ending of World War I, which was the whole idea of Veterans Day being celebrated on the 11th hour or the 11th day of the 11th month, it's extra special. And no veteran, regardless of when they served, does not want to celebrate Veterans Day.
Absolutely. And you know, we are just lucky enough to have some of these people that have wonderful stories. One of our gentlemen is a veteran of World War II, and he just turned 101 years of age.
Wow.
And so it's just special for us to be able to have these types of people in our community at Green Country. And so I just wanted to say how much I value them. Some other things that are coming up. December is just around the corner.
It is.
Ugh.
Yeah.
happen fast.
Oh, it does. But, you know, Green Country is a special place at Christmas time. Again, you've got this huge Christmas tree that typically comes out. It's a little bit different every year because, well, you personalize it. But if you walk down the hallways, you see wreaths and bows on the door and the fascinating smells sometimes that are coming from somebody's kitchen. It's fun.
Absolutely. Jim Burchett, our master gardener that we have, he is already starting to put up Christmas lights because I believe there are Christmas lights on close to every inch of Green Country Village. And I can't remember the exact date. I'm thinking November 30th is that last Friday after Thanksgiving, but we'll have a lighting ceremony mm-hmm. where we turn on all the lights on all the Christmas trees in all three of our communities. Outside, it'll just be festive and fun. The directors and some of the staff members decorate the common areas, but then our residents put their special touches on their doors and in their homes, and that's always such a fun, festive time.
It is. Uh-huh. And, you know, you get different church groups that frequently will come caroling, and, mm-hmm. and that just makes it a little bit more. But the whole idea of independent living, they still come and go, and you're going to see the residents downtown. I don't know if any are going to be skating or not, but they could be.
They could be.
They could get a trio or a quartet. I know the chamber is still looking for some folks to do some caroling and some entertaining downtown, and who knows, we could see an ensemble from Green Country Village if they put it together.
Absolutely, and I know they would probably like to come and enjoy that festive atmosphere that's going to be downtown with that skating rink. I don't know how many will get on skates, but maybe they can enjoy from afar. I know I will be, because there's no way you're going to get me on skates. That is true.
I fell down more than I skated when I was a youngster doing Correct. Ice skating, so yeah. I don't know. I may try it. You never can tell.
Yep. I think I spend more time on one end of my body than on my feet, so I think I'll watch it. So
it really looks like fun, though.
Yes, it does. One thing that we're really looking forward to is we are going to have, I don't know if you call it a seminar or a forum, but we're calling it Moving Made Easy. One of the things that when I talk to prospective residents, they say, oh, I really would love to move and downsize and simplify my life and let you guys do the cooking and cleaning, mm-hmm. but I've got a house.
Yeah.
I've got stuff. I've lived in this home for 50 years. What should I do? And I understand that can seem overwhelming.
And all the things that I want to bring with me, I'm sure no way that it's all going to fit in. I don't care how big your apartment is.
Correct. And I think, from speaking for myself, is I don't really want to take it all. There are some things that I need to get rid of, but that can be kind of a daunting task.
Sure.
And so we are having a little seminar forum called Moving Made Easy. It's December 6th at 2 p.m. at Green Country Village.
Okay.
We're going to have a gentleman that's going to talk about VA benefits, if there are some veterans that may be eligible for benefits that mm-hmm. might help financially, might give them a little financial help. We're also going to have an attorney come visit about medical directives, powers of attorneys, those kind of legal things that you might not need now, but it sure would be nice to have in place in case that's needed.
And some of those forms, yeah, you can download them on the internet, but then you're stuck with somebody's form, and how do I say what I want to say?
Absolutely. And they will walk you through these processes, and paperwork can be daunting as well. And we're also going to have a financial advisor there that's just going to talk about trusts and things like that. Specifically to senior living and to someone that might be thinking about Green Country Village. I know a lot of people have their own financial advisors, but this is just more of a general senior living type advice and ideas.
And frankly, if you start talking about trusts, just based on interviews that I've done in the past, sometimes it takes a team. It takes the financial person and the lawyer person and somebody else to all kind of come together and say, you know, have you thought of this, or what have you thought about doing it this way?
Absolutely. And I think some of those questions will be answered by these people that'll be there. I'm also going to have a realtor, Carolyn Boulding, is going to join me from Keller Williams, and she's going to talk about how to make your house sellable.
Good idea.
Yeah, just kind of a, you do want to sell that house, but also how to do it not offer very expensively, how to declutter, how do you downsize, those kind of things that she's going to offer. So it's kind of a well-rounded forum for people that say, oh, what do I do next if I want to move to Green Country Village?
Yeah, I'm sure that there's somebody that has said exactly what you've described. I've lived in this house for X number of years. I'd love to move, but I feel stuck.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I absolutely can see that, too. So I empathize with them because I think, oh, gosh, what if I had to move right, soon? And so with this forum, they'll be there to answer questions afterwards and, just give advice. And so feel free to come by. If you want to call and just say that you're coming, we'd appreciate it. But if you don't, you're welcome. Sure. It's 335-2086. And it's on December 6th at 2 p.m.
Okay.
And it should be about an hour-ish. We'll have coffee and snacks and desserts from our beautiful kitchen.
Sounds like a great idea. Is it free?
Thank you. Yes, free of charge.
That kind of can be important.
Yes, right. Yes, as well as our staycations, free of charge as well.
I think that's a great idea, and I'm glad to get the early feedback on the first three that they all sounded positive, and, I want to learn more.
Yes, it was really helpful. I joined them for their last meal of our staycation, and we just talked about, what did you like, what didn't you like, and one of the things that I heard from all three participants is, I didn't know everything that you all had to offer. And when you're coming for an hour or two just to walk around, I'm showing you the prettiest apartment, and we're in and out, and you may have a lot of questions during that time. But if you're there for a couple of days, you can ask different residents, you can ask me, it's a more lengthy.
Well, and the residents are the best spokespeople there are because they made it their home.
Absolutely. And yeah. We have wonderful residents. So really what I need to do is step out of their way because they're my best marketing people that, money cannot buy.
Sure. But, of course, you have certain, things you need to cover with the folks that are coming for the staycation. You need to spend at least an hour or so with them and say, here are the amenities.
Absolutely. And what are your needs? What are you looking for? Do you have a pet? Do you want to be close to a patio or a door so you can let your dog out? Do you like to be right in the middle of everything? Or do you kind of want to be tucked away in a quiet little area of our community? So those are the questions I ask. But our residents are the ones that say, this is what I did when I moved, and this is how I felt, and this is what I do now. This is what it's allowed me to do. So it's a nice balance between this.
Sounds like a great deal. So again, first of all, you are invited for a tour, but consider the staycation, particularly if you have family, friends that are coming for the next couple of months. They can't stay the whole couple of months, but they can spend
a
weekend.
Of days. Yeah. Yes, we would love to have you. Even if you're just starting that journey of looking, it's not a hard sell. I just want you to see if Green Country Village is right for you, and I think it is, but that's just me.
Okay. Well, again, give Casey a call.
Yes.
And ask those questions. Find out about that seminar coming up on the 6th of December, and it's all free.
Mm-hmm.
And let them know you're coming so they can have a chair with your name on it.
That's great. We would love to have you.
Thank you very much. Casey Williams with us this morning on our one-on-one session with Green Country Village on a Wednesday morning. We got more coming up in just a bit on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.